Sefer Yehoshua Perek Bet. Sefer Yehoshua Bet Perek Bet. By Yehoshua ben Nun Set Shittim, from this location called Shittim, Shnayim Anashim, two people, I think Chazal say these two people were Pinchas and Kalev, Meraglim, they were going to be spies, Cheresh, and this was done secretly, a secret mission. Lemor, Yehoshua told them the following, Luchu, Ru'u Asa'aretz, look, go and look at the land, Ve'es Yericho, and especially the city of Jericho, Vayelcho Vayavo, Beis Yishazona, and so the two men went, and they arrived to the house of a woman who was a harlot. Some say Zona doesn't mean she was a harlot, but she was providing goods, like Lashon of Mazon. But the basic meaning of Zona is a harlot. Ushima Rachav, her name was Rachav, Vayishkavu Shama, and they, the two of them, took lodging over there. The two spies. Vayeomar Lemelech Yericho Lemor, and it was said, it was reported to the king of Jericho, saying the following: Hinei Anashim Baal, Heina Halayla. Behold, there's men who have come here by night. Tonight, Mibnei Yisrael, from the Jewish people, Lachpor Esaretz, to infiltrate the land. Vayishlach Melech Yericho El Rachav Lemor. So the king of Jericho sent a message to Rachav, this innkeeper, or this zona base, zona keeper, and he told her the following: Hotzi hanashim habayim eilaych. Take out, or send out those people who came to be with you. Asher bo leveseich, that arrived to your house. Ki lachbor sa'aretz bo. Because you know why they came? They came to infiltrate the land, to spy out our city of Jericho and our land of Canaan. Vatikacha isha es shneha anashim vatitzpano. So instead of sending these people out, the lady, Rachav, took these two men and she hid them. And the language that is used for she hid them, it doesn't say vayitz benaim, it says vayitz beno. It sounds like she hid him, even though there was two of them. So one commentary says that she hid them in one single spot. That's why it's singular. Vatomer, and Rachav said, Cain, bo elai ha'anashim. Yeah, those people did come to me. V'lo yadati me'ayin hema. And I didn't know where they came from. So she's playing along with the king of Jericho. V'ayhi ha'shar lisko v'choshech. And when it came time that the gate of the city was closing at night, v'anashim yotso. And these two men, they left. They left Jericho. V'lo yadati anahalchu ha'anashim. I don't know where those men went. Read for maher. If you run quickly, achreim, and you chase after them, ki tasigum. You're going to catch them. So she's putting a ruse for the king of Jericho. She wants to protect the two spies. V'hi he'elosam hagaga. She had taken them up to the roof to hide them. Batit menem b'pishte ha'etz. And she hid them under some stalks of flax. Ha'aruchos la al hagag, which she had set up lying on the roof. I guess they were up there to dry. And they were hiding under them. V'ha'anashim, I guess the fact that they were hiding under drying stalks of flax, that shows that they put on the illusion that nobody had gone under them for a while, because something's been out in the sun to dry, so obviously it's been there for a long time, and no one should think to look under there. V'ha'anashim ratfu achrehem. So the men who were working for the king of Jericho chased after the two spies, thinking they were going to catch them. Deru hayardin, going towards the Jordan, al hamabaros, down to the fords, the places where you cross the river, v'hashar sagaro, and they close the gate. Obviously, they want to close the gate in case the people are still in the city, which they are, so they don't want them to be able to leave. Achrei ka'asher yatsu harodfim achreim. So, after the pursuers had gone to chase after the two spies outside the city, they closed the gate behind them so to trap them inside. But we'll see that even though they close the gates, they're not going to be trapped inside because of the positioning of Rachav's house. We'll see in a minute. Vehema terem yishkavun. So the two spies, before they had gone to lie, to go to sleep, vehi alsa aleim el agagag. So Rachav came up and approached them on the roof. Vatomer el ha'anashim. So Rachav said to the two men, Yodati ki nasan Hashem lachem es ha'aretz. I know, I realize that Hashem is giving you this land, and we basically have no hope. We're goners, and you Jews are going to take over. The kinafla emaschem aleinu, and dread of you Jewish people has befallen our entire countrymen. V'chinamogu, and everybody's just quaking in fear before you. Kol yoshvei haaretz mipneichem. Everybody who lives in Canaan is just trembling and scared of the Bnei Israel. Ki shamanu eser shehovis Hashem esmei hamzuf mipneichem. Because we heard about what happened, that Hashem dried up the Red Sea before you, b'tzeischem mimitzrayim, when you came out of Mitzrayim. That was already 40 years ago now. Va'asher asisim lishnei malchei ha'amori, and how you sort of demolished what you did to the two kings of Amori, Asher be'ever ha'yardin, on the east side of the Jordan. Who were those two kings? L'sichon, L'og, those are their names. Asher ha'chramtem osam, you destroyed them. V'nishma v'yimas levavenu. So we heard about that, and our hearts just melted. V'lo kama od ruach be'ish miptechem. So nobody had any spirit to fight against, to oppose you. Ki Hashem elokechem, hu elokim ha'shamayim. Because your God is the God of heavens, mima'al, above, ve'al ha'aretz mitachas, and also of the earth below. Meaning Hashem is in control of all the domains, and we can't lift a finger against him. And we can't lift a finger against you, because Hashem is obviously fighting on your side. Ve'ata hishavu na'li b'Hashem. So Rachav makes a deal with them. Now you, two spies, says Rachav, you swear to God, ki asisi emachim chasid, I did a kindness for you, I hid you, and so these guys wouldn't catch you, the guards of Yericho. So you should do kindness for the house of my father as well, in exchange. And you should give me a sign that is reliable, that you're going to reciprocate. You should let my father live, and my mother live, and my brothers, and my brothers and my sisters, and all of their property, everything that belongs to them. Please save us from death. So what do the two spies respond to Rachav's plea? They respond affirmatively. The two men say to Rachav, yeah, nafshenu tachtechem lomus, right? But we should die instead of you, im lo sagidu es tvareinu hazeh, if you agree not to tell about our little mission here, then we'll make a deal. V'haya b'seis Hashem lanu es ha'aretz. So when Hashem delivers the land to us, when we take over, v'asinu imach chesed v'emes. So we're going to do kindness with you, and we'll be loyal to you. Just to get that again, they're making a deal with her, and they say that we should die. We the spies should die instead of you, Rachav, if you agree to this deal of keeping our mission secret, as you have been. So then when we take over the land, we're going to reciprocate to you and your family. But so each side has to keep their part of the deal. Rachav shouldn't tell about the secret of the spies, and the Jewish people shouldn't capture or kill anybody in Rachav's family. Vatomer lehem hahar alechu. So now she tells them, okay, I'll tell you what to do, you're going to be safe. Run away to the mountains. Because if you stay here, or if you don't take cover in those mountains, so then maybe the ones who are pursuing you are going to catch you. You should hide up there in the mountains for 3 days, ad shov harodfim, until the ones who are pursuing you come back to Yericho. And then after the ones who are pursuing you sort of give up hope and they come back to Yericho, so then you can leave the mountains, leave your hiding spots, and go back to your home. Go back to the Jewish camp. So the two men, the two spies, said to Rachav, we're going to be absolved from this oath to you that you just made us take, if the following. We're going to come into the land. Take this length of crimson red thread, and you should tie it on the window. You should tie the red string, the spies are telling Rachav, tie that red string onto the window where you're going to let us, where you let us down. So then your father and your mother and your siblings, and your whole father's household, you should get everyone in your family to be inside, indoors, and this is the deal. Anybody who comes out from the doors of your house, hachutza, to the outside world where the war and battle are going to be going on, dam ovarosho, so his blood is on his head. In other words, we're not going to be responsible for his life. If anybody in your family comes out during the during the battle, so his blood is on his own head, it's his own fault. V'anachnu nikim, we're going to be absolved. V'kol asher yihya itach b'bayis, damo b'roshenu, im yad tihya bo. And anybody who stays in your house, if he does die, if any Jew puts his hand against to harm someone in your household, so then it's our fault. Damo b'roshenu. So that's going to be our responsibility. This is the deal they made with Rachav. And a further condition, v'im tagidi es dvarenu hazeh, if you disclose the matter of our little spy mission here, v'hayinu nikim, so then we're going to be absolved of the oath, mishruaseh, of the promise that you made us take, asher hishbatanu, which you caused us to make this oath. So again, the two conditions are that, number one, she shouldn't tell about the mission, and number two, that when the Jews come to fight against Jericho, so all of Rachav's family should remain indoors and not come out. And plus the fact she has to put the red thread in order to indicate by the window, so which house belongs to her family. So no Jews should do harm. Batamar kidi rechem kenhu. So Rachav agreed to them and said, yeah, just as you said, that's what it's going to be. So he's agreeing to the conditions. Batashalchem bayelechu. And she released them and they went. Batikshas tikvas hashani b'chalom. So after they, you know, they went out the window and fled off to the mountains, so she tied that red string onto the window. Vayelchu vayavo hahara. So the two spies went and they arrived at the mountain. Vayeshvu sham shloshes yomim. And they resided there for 3 days. Ad shavu harodfim. Until the pursuers turned back and gave up looking for them. It went back to Yericho. The pursuers, vayavakshu harodfim b'chol haderech v'lo matzau. Because the pursuers had chased all over the pathways to find the spies, and they couldn't find them. Vayeshuvu shnei ha'anashim vayeru me'ahar. So the two spies returned, they descended from the mountain, vayavru vayabo el Yoshua ben Nun. So they crossed over, and they were arrived to Yoshua ben Nun, vayesapur lo es kol hamotzos osam. They told Yoshua everything that had happened to them. Vayomer el Yoshua, kinasan Hashem. They said, Yoshua, Hashem has given v'yadenu es kol ha'aretz. Hashem has delivered into our hands all the land of Israel. And not only that, the inhabitants of the land of Israel are completely terrified of us. So let's summarize what we learned in chapter 2. Yeshua sends the two spies into Yericho. Rachav takes them in, hides them. She fools the officials whom the king of Yericho sent to try and capture them and sends them on a goose chase outside the city. And she tells them that I'm going to protect you, but I want you not to harm my family. And they agree, and they make a deal that she is not going to tell about the secret mission of the spies. She's going to tie a red string on the window where she released the two spies to go escape. And all of her family is supposed to stay inside the household, and nobody should go out. And if she fulfills all of those conditions, so then the Jews won't hurt her family. And after their pursuers give up hope in trying to chase and capture the two spies, so the two spies go back to Yehoshua and they tell him that Yericho is going to be delivered by Hashem into our hands and they're scared of us.